Also play the contest on the William Hill Mobile Sports app, which allows you to wager on the go from anywhere in Nevada. For full contest rules, visit any William Hill Sportsbook location or visit williamhill.us. That's williamhill.us.
Back, leg, and neck pain can drive you nuts, right? It does for me, and it can affect you every day. It can make you feel freaking grumpy and hard to get through that workday. Well, I found some relief for you, the Cofield & Company listener. Get into the Good Feet store ASAP. It's not going to cost you anything to go. You try on the product and see how it feels. The experts at Good Feet will get to know you just like they did for me, because they want to understand what your work environment is like, your favorite recreational activities. Why? Well, it's important to properly match you to the appropriate art support. When I was there, they had me walk around, try the different styles. They even tell you to leave, take the art supports for a test walk. The experts at the Good Feet store are there to help you, not simply sell something, and they want to try to give you the long-term solution that you've been looking for. Hit the Good Feet store any day, 7 days a week. That personalized fitting is free. There's a Good Feet store at 26 West Sahara and 4150 Blue Diamond, just west of the Silverton. Get into the Good Feet store today and get $100 of Good Feet's patented three-step system.
ESPN Radio 1100 and 100.9 FM is KWWN Las Vegas. K265EZ. Live from Silver Sevens Hotel and Casino at the William Hill Race and Sports Book, it's Cofield & Company with Adam Hill.
You can trouble me for a warm glass of shut the hell up. Now you will go to sleep, or I will put you to sleep.
And Ryan McKinnell.
Oh, I don't think I'm a lot dumber than you thought that I think that I thought I was once.
On ESPN Las Vegas.
I hate you. I don't even know you, and I hate your guts. I hope all the bad things in life happen to you and nobody else but you.
Yeah, it's us here on this Thursday. Cofield & Company down at Silver Sevens Hotel and Casino, Flamingo and Paradise. We're here for the next hour getting y'all ready for Thursday Night Football. Jacksonville Jaguars taking on the Tennessee Titans. Got the William Hill Sportsbook down here. We're at the Corona Cantina. You can come down, take advantage of the happy hour that they're running from 3 to 5. Got $2 pints, $2 shots and margaritas. And you can play some bets. You can drink, play some bets, hang out with us, get ready for the game. Coming up in about 2 hours, Vegas Golden Knights are going to be showing down with the Chicago Blackhawks. Dare I say the hapless Chicago Blackhawks. My Chicago Blackhawks will be down there. Adam will be covering it. I will be sweating. It's my least favorite time of year. I hate this. It's sweating. It's just odd, man. Like, I've never had two teams.
Oh.
So it's stupid. Like, I'm happy when the Knights score, I guess, and I'm happy when the Hawks score, I guess. It's a disgusting problem.
Like, people
problem,
should
man.
Only have one team.
It is almost like that. Yes, it is almost like that, Adam. But if it weren't for me and the 10,000 others like me, you would not have hockey in Las Vegas. So, and you wouldn't be covering an NHL team for your beat. You would be covering the UFC. Where? Well, I guess we nice segue. Big Five time.
Battle Born Injury Lawyers presents the Big Five at Four. Number five.
That's right, Adam. If you didn't have an NHL team to cover, you would be covering even more the wide, wonderful, chaotic world of the UFC and mixed martial arts. All right, so yesterday news comes out that Greg Hardy, you know Greg Hardy, former Carolina Panther, former Dallas Cowboy, former NFL player, and it's former for a reason, because he's a terrible human being that beats women and he was kicked out of the league. That's really what he did. Oh, God, Chrissy, you know what? Let's not do that right now, okay?
All right, I'll stop.
You go ahead and look up the pictures, and then you go to bat for Greg Hardy as he battered
second
him.
Chances are a thing,
that
Ryan.
Woman.
What about fifth chances?
Yeah, fifth, sixth, seventh chances. And I would also agree, Chrissy, second chances are warranted, and most people should have them when they show contrition for the dumb stuff they've done. That is my biggest fear about Greg Hardy. Not only has he never shown contrition for the things that he did, he doubled down. When he came back to the Dallas Cowboys and they asked him what he wanted to do in his debut, he said he wanted to come out guns blazing. This is a guy who not only beat his woman, but when he beat the woman, he threw her down on a pile full of automatic assault rifles and a plethora of other guns. And he's got a cocaine possession issue that he's still on probation for. Not a great guy. Point is...
Now, talking to him, I will say he still really hasn't come clean about what happened and what he did. He has said that he was a bad drug addict and a bad alcoholic that went through all of his money and had nothing. and now he's just trying to, you know, rebuild his life and his career and everything else.
Yeah.
Everyone around his gym says he's a different person. Like, you have to at least acknowledge that on some level. And I don't think people should be banned from making a living for the rest of their lives.
No,
or anything
I
like
agree.
That.
100% agree.
But there is something that the UFC just did that certainly shows a lot of tone deafness and probably just shouldn't have happened.
Yep. And you said it. Greg Hardy's got his next fight booked. It's not so much about his debut or his quote-unquote next fight because he is 3-0. He has had a couple professional fights. It's when it's happening, it's where it's happening, and who it is, the card that it's happening on.
It's the first UFC on ESPN Plus card.
Big deal.
Coming up January 19th, and they want to have a really good card. A lot of interest, a lot of people tuning in. And one of the main featured fights on that card was to be Paige VanZant and Rachel Ostovich, who was the victim of a very bad domestic violence incident over Thanksgiving, was pulled off the card, wasn't going to compete. She has recovered. She wants to fight. She wants to use the fight as a platform on this big a stage to say, hey, I'm on ESPN. I really want to use this to say, hey, you can stay strong and be strong and get through these things and, you know, fight for survivors of domestic violence to tell them, hey, it's not over. You can keep rallying, keep fighting, keep going, which is awesome.
Yep.
And now the UFC has also booked on that card Greg Hardy's debut, which, wow.
I mean, what do you say? There's an issue here. Not only is the booking, but the UFC has, like, a plethora of cards happening that month. Before, yeah. After, in between.
Well, I would like to know, and I think it's very possible. Like, the UFC is more than capable of making a mistake like this on its own. No question.
Sure.
They've done plenty of things that are this silly or this bad. No question about it. But is this an ESPN call? It very well could be. And ESPN's getting no heat. UFC.
That's a great point. That's a great point.
To me, it's very possible somebody at a network said, you know what? That Greg Hardy guy that you're waiting to make his debut, it'd be nice to have it on our network.
Makes sense. ESPN, NFL, Dallas Cowboys, ESPN. There's that familiarity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I know that the UFC is taking a lot of heat for it, and it's totally fair.
Well, they're taking a lot of heat, especially after yesterday, as boots are on the ground. When I say boots, media boots are on the ground for UFC 231 that's happening in Toronto on Saturday. Match between Max Holloway and Brian Ortega. Great fight. Good card. Obviously, they were running some media obligations yesterday, a press conference. And before the press conference, the UFC PR, someone from the public relations department, had told reporters on hand to keep their questions limited to fight talk for that week. Obviously, that was met with some resistance. Not so much maybe on the ground, but certainly around the MMA world. The MMA Journalists Association released a statement last night, kind of, you know, expressing their concern with, obviously, an organization limiting what the press can and can't ask. Obviously, we're both members of that particularly, not that organization. Yeah, the organization, yes, I am. But what I was getting at was we're both members of the quote-unquote MMA media, and I hate that term. So what did you think, at least yesterday? And we're going to get to their response, but what did you think yesterday when you first heard that?
Well, I mean, before I even heard it, I assumed that they had done it. It's not something new. It's not something that would be different or out of character. Like, I would think that they would do it. And
you're okay with that?
No, of course not.
Right. So if you're on the ground in Toronto, do you adhere to that request?
Well, the issue is I would try to ask a question about it, but it would also be a little bit disingenuous because I don't ask questions at press conferences. Right. I think they're silly and a waste of time, and that you never get anything good from anyway. So I don't ask questions anyway. So if I did it, it would be just to do it to prove a point, which is also disingenuous and obnoxious.
And probably wouldn't go over well.
Well, that I don't care about. But the issue isn't really with the UFC. It's with who covers the sport. It's with the media. In that there's really, I don't know of anybody in media that covers the MMA who is completely independent. I'm saying of people that were there right now.
Right.
That's completely independent. Who's with an outlet that would support them if the UFC came after them and tried to take their credential? Probably nobody. There's people, obviously, that work for ESPN.
You don't think ESPN or USA Today, you don't think they go to bat for them?
Try to be careful in a way.
Yeah.
ESPN, why would they want a controversial question asked about their first card?
Their card, yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
So, yes, the ESPN guys are very independent, and they can do their own thing.
Yeah.
but they also work for a company.
That is in business with
another major USA. Outlet that you may or may not have just mentioned got most of their funding to cover the sport from the UFC directly. So how can they? Like, there's just, and most media people that cover your MMA are with websites that would not back them and would just say, okay, fine, you don't have a credential, you're not covering the sport, okay, good, you're not working here. I mean, there's not enough independent media that covers MMA.
Well, here, let's end on this. There's a final, I guess, nail in this coffin in terms of at least this story. Today, Dana White, obviously, I think on some level recognizing the backlash within the last 24 hours, the announcement was made yesterday that Greg Hardy would be debuting on this card in January with Rachel Ostevich, who just had her orbital bone allegedly broken by her husband. So, you know, obviously he was going to have to make a comment. He commented today, and essentially, Adam, the gist of it was, I spoke to Rachel. She said she wanted to use it as a platform to, you know, not to back down and to follow through, and she wanted to take the fight. So I consulted with her. She was okay with it, so I'm okay with it. I guess my concern here, Adam, is Rachel Ostevich is a girl who pretty much no one knows. She just made less than $20,000 in her last UFC fight. If you're on an ESPN card against a fighter like Paige VanZant, who was on Dancing with the Stars, who's been on the cover of magazines, who's fairly well known, of course you're not going to drop out of that fight, whether it's domestic violence. It doesn't matter who's on the card.
She's okay with it because she didn't have another option.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a silly argument. It's a silly answer, but
it doesn't leave me feeling any better about this situation. Now I feel like on some level Ostevich is a hostage.
Of course.
Great.
Yeah. So make a domestic violence victim and survivor feel even more attacked.
Next
that
story.
Seems like a good idea.
Number 4.
All right, we talked to Chad Millman about this game. He was high on it. He said he loves the Bears, or he likes the Bears. I don't think he used the word love, but he said he likes the Bears. They're getting 3 points at home against the Los Angeles Rams on Sunday. Adam, after hearing this, I really don't know if 3 points is enough.
Yeah. Sean McVay, I mean, I don't know if I can rave about him anymore.
No, you can't.
He's the greatest, the greatest thing that's ever happened to football. But he can – listen, I think most coaches can't name – you know, can't name all the guys on their team and break down, like, exactly who they are and what they do in the way that Sean McVay can do it with another team. It's amazing.
So we saw a couple months ago, McVay did some memory recall with former players.
For those that don't know – you could do something like, hey, Sean, you were the offensive coordinator in Washington in 2015. You were playing Jacksonville. You had a 3rd and 8 in the third quarter with 8 minutes left. What did you run and what happened?
Right.
And he could tell you we ran this play,
right,
and it went for 12 yards. We got a first down. Or we ran this play. The quarterback made a bad read, didn't throw to the right guy, and we went to an incomplete.
Yeah, it was a hitch route. He had 1 foot out of bounds. We had 3rd and 7.
Could tell you every play they called and what they ran and what the outcome was for every play he's ever called in his career.
Absolutely astonishing. So what does he do 3 days before he faces off against my Chicago Bears? He rubs it in. This is Sean McVay being the damn wizard that he is.
Look at their front. Hicks is doing an excellent job. Obviously, Khalil Mack is an outstanding player, and they do move him around a little bit. You know, he's moved around where he's sometimes on the left, sometimes on the right. Leonard Floyd is a player that's gotten a lot better. You know, really, you just look at a couple years ago when I was in Washington, we played them, and you can just feel his growth and maturation. Aaron Lynch is always a guy that's made a lot of plays. And then when you look at their second level, you feel their speed. You know, you see why Roquan Smith's a top 10 pick, got a great feel in coverage. He can blitz and finish. Trevathan's been doing it for a long time. And then on the back end, I think, you know, you see all those ball skills where guys are making picks. You know, you talk about, I want to say it's 21 interceptions they have as a defense. Kyle Fuller has 6 on his own. He's got great instincts. He can play with great vision on the quarterback, and he plays with great technique. Mukamura is a guy that you've always seen. Just going back to when I was in Washington, when he was in the division with the Giants, he's a very good physical player. Bryce Callahan's gotten better at the nickel spot. And then when you look at Eddie Jackson, the instincts, the range, you know, he makes a lot of different plays, and Amos is a guy that's been doing it for a long time too. So great scheme. Coach Fangio does an excellent job.
Was the one guy he left out, Nick Kwiatkowski? Like, he hit every single player on that defense and gave you a breakdown.
Yeah, and by the way, if it wasn't at a press conference and that quick, and he was trying to kind of move on, I'm sure he could have done like 15 minutes on every single player. The guy is a genius. There's no question about it.
I should be scared, right?
Well, no, it's a regular season game. I mean, you do have to try to – you're still trying to get into the playoffs, but, yeah, this game isn't the most important game you'd be looking at.
Not yet. Not yet. Hurts, obviously, the Chicago lost to New York last week, but it helped with the entire NFC North loss as well. Either way, game of the week. It's going to be exciting. Offense versus defense. Trubisky is back, and the boy genius as well. He's boy geniusing. All right, top three stories.
Number three.
All right, so did you guys talk about this Jerry Hughes thing at all this week?
Not just a little bit on Monday.
Okay. All right. So this is one of my, I guess, a favorite stories from the weekend, but certainly one of the most interesting. Referee Roy Ellison allegedly, called Jerry Hughes the B-word?
Yes.
Okay.
And Jerry Hughes ran after him up the tunnel and tried to attack him.
Right. Now, apparently that's not the end of it. This is actually, we're going deeper here. This, not only is this not over, it could just be getting started.
Well, yeah. I mean, the official in question has had incidents in the past where he's been accused of saying things about players or making, you know, either comments or using derogatory terms against players, and he's been in trouble for it before. But for some reason, the Referee Association is fighting back, and they're taking shots at Jerry Hughes, you know, for things that he's done. Video from last week's game shows Ellison was verbally threatened by a player who has a well-documented history of abusive language and inappropriate actions toward our officials. While we're disappointed that the NFL has yet to address that aspect of the incident, we look forward to working with the league during its review and will ensure Roy's rights are protected during this process.
This is ridiculous to me. Referees have been getting dragged, yelled at, cussed at, insulted, intimidated for decades. That's part of their job. You're dealing with highly emotional athletes. You're there to keep order. It's on you to be the bigger man 100% of the time, or the bigger woman, and to not comment. Now, I know that doesn't, I mean, we've got Joe West in Major League Baseball. I mean, there's people that obviously stand out that make the game about them.
Again, but for the most part, if you know an official's name, they're a bad official.
Very true.
I mean, that, I've said that for a long time. You shouldn't know who they are.
Yep.
They should remain anonymous. They should be a part of the game that is very, very important, but they're not noticeable. And when you start to know who they are, that's a bad sign, especially in baseball.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. But in this case, here's the thing. Should they look into what Jerry Hughes, what he did and how he acted and how he treated the officials? Yes, they should. The referee has already been suspended because, like we said, Jerry Hughes said this happened, and it wouldn't be the first time. This referee has been disciplined before. It seems to be a constant issue with this guy. So, yes, that should happen too. All of these things should happen. My problem is with the referees union coming out and trashing an individual player, because what does that mean going forward? What is that? What signal does that send to the rest of the officials, and how to deal with Jerry Hughes? What are you gonna, you're going to call offsides and hands to the face and things like that on him now?
Right.
Because you're mad at him, and if something does, if there is a controversial call that goes against him, even if it was borderline or maybe questionable in some way, all of a sudden everybody's going to say, "Wait a minute, that's just because you don't like him. You just came out and said you don't like him. He's a jerk."
Calling once again NFL referees' legitimacy on some level into question, which is exactly what they need in an era of what calls are we watching, why is this a penalty, how is this this and that's not that. It's another layer to the absurdity of kind of what we're dealing with.
Definitely.
Which
is crazy.
Which is once again why I say, and why I know you agree with me, robots are the answer.
I thought you hated robots.
I do. Number two.
Number two.
I do hate robots. I'm terrified of robots. They're going to bring on the end of the world. But I love the idea of them in sports, especially Major League Baseball. But no, this story, I love when I do this show, especially when I get to choose what we talk about, because there's a good chance, at least one out of those four times, I'm bringing a robot story, and I got the mother of all robot stories today, buddy. 24 Amazon workers hospitalized after robot punctures bear spray in a warehouse. Now, I want to be clear. 24 workers were hospitalized. One of those workers was in critical condition.
And I think 80 were treated total.
Yeah. Yeah. So these are your people, man. You're the robot guy. You're the one that constantly goes to bed. It's going to make life easier. I can text and drive. I don't need to worry about anything. My life will be even easier than it already is. I have nothing to worry about. Spy on me. Turn on the Amazon Dot. Turn on the webcam. Record everything that I do. Take control of my life and give it to the robots.
First of all, nobody died.
Not yet. There's someone in critical.
Second of all, there's been industrial and warehouse accidents forever. Before robots were even thought of.
Yeah, but you would much rather die in a good old-fashioned way, like having a, I don't know, like asbestos or like a carbon monoxide.
Die from that than have to be hospitalized?
No, I'd rather die. No, first of all, Mr. Cynic, there have been 7 workers killed in Amazon warehouses since 2013. 7. And they're all from robot air.
How many people are dying a regular year?
That's not the point, Adam. This is an issue that wasn't an issue before. Think about how lame it would be to die by a robot. Getting crushed like Skynet, like Terminator 2.
I don't think how you die necessarily matters.
It absolutely matters.
You die, you die.
No, you got to think about how you're dying as you're dying. What, like?
I mean, the age certainly matters.
I mean, like, what if it's just under, like, horrible circumstances? You think people that, like, die, like, with autoerotic asphyxiation, you don't think, like, the last thought they have is, like, oh, my God,
no,
like, what is my mom going to think?
They're having a great time. They are. So here, I'm totally fine with the robots and everything else. Here's the here's the interesting note on this from the show's perspective. We just talked about my dad having relocated to random, weird, rural New Mexico.
Truth or Consequences, New Mexico.
He lives in Truth or Consequences, New Mexico now.
Right.
After having retired from his job. At this Amazon plant.
No.
This Amazon warehouse.
Shut up.
Definitely. 100%.
Oh, my God.
So I was texting him this morning, like, hey, got out right the right time, huh, there? Huh, buddy?
Adam. Okay, for you guys that are listening, Adam didn't tell me this, so you gotta give me a second and let me process this. This is like the equivalent of someone, like, freestyling in, like, a world championship battle. I got nothing, man.
Yeah. My dad could have been sick with bear repellent had he not just left his job.
If your dad was the one who was in critical right now, would you change your tune on robots at all?
I'd be like, that particular robot sucks. But yeah, whatever. It also made his job easier. I don't want him hauling boxes around of bear repellent. The robot do it.
Your dad really worked at this Amazon plant, Adam.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
How long do you work there?
About 4 years, maybe? Just outside of Trenton?
Any similar stories?
No, I think everything went pretty well for him. It's fine. No, never. There was no bear repellent leaks when he was there.
He got out just in time, man.
Yeah, he did. He did. That's why he's in rural New Mexico now.
I can't help but wondering if Papa Hill was in attendance, would have this horrific accident have happened?
Yeah, he was in charge of the robots.
Was he really?
No.
I mean, at this point, like, I mean, you got
the
me.
Guy
hung
that,
no, listen, you
the
got
The guy that he trained,
secret.
The guy that he trained to take his job is the one that broke the bear repellent.
No, you got me. You can, at this point, you can make up anything, and I feel like I would believe it.
No, he definitely was at that one.
Wow. Well, okay. All right. I got nothing. I'm shocked at the coincidence and the connection there that this story actually happened at the Amazon plant. But you got to think, like, probably like 30,000 people worked there.
Don't those
Amazon centers like house entire cities?
Yeah, they're massive.
Shout out! We were just talking about this before the show started. South Park had a great episode last night
about Amazon
workers. Yeah,
okay.
Exactly. I mean, you should definitely have your dad watch it. And you should probably too. It's very topical. All right, top story.
Number one.
It's gonna take me the whole week to get over this. I can't get right. All right, we talked about it at the beginning of the show. VGK. Your Vegas Golden Knights taking on the Chicago Blackhawks, the abysmal, very sub-500 Blackhawks, in about 2 hours, 2.5 hours out of T-Mobile. Have a little story up on lbsportsnetwork.com, Adam. It's pretty interesting. Go in and comment, give us your thoughts, and tweet us as well. But ESPN did a story. They were ranking the top 50 players. Not now. But in 2021-22. And at the time of that writing, the Vegas Golden Knights didn't have anybody in the top 50. So the question we asked the listeners, what we asked our fans, was should we be worried? Is that a concern of yours? I will throw that question to you, Adam, as obviously you are extremely close with this team. Is there room for concern when you hear something like that?
What's that, 3 years out?
Yep.
Sure, I think you should be concerned, but the fact of the matter is they have a ton of prospects that haven't even played yet that you don't know what they're going to be.
Well,
they could come up.
I think Cody Glass. Cody, I'm getting Nick Suzuki, who's no longer with the team. Cody Glass, a little confused there. But Cody Glass was just a WHL player of the week, and he had, a 5-point night over the weekend.
Yeah, Cody Glass, and he's going to play for Canada in the juniors. You know, Brandstrom, who's a defenseman, who his offense is NHL-ready, his defense is not. He'll be, coming up in not too long. I don't mean the next couple weeks.
Right, next few years. Right.
And then, you've got guys that are there that you just don't know what they have. So, it would be tough for ESPN to rank guys like that necessarily right there because they do have a bunch of really good prospects. But then the other thing is I would disagree with this list in a bit that I feel like in 3 years Alex Tuch is going to be a superstar.
Yeah, I agree.
And so, he'll be, 25 at that time?
Yep.
I feel like there's little chance he's not in the top 50 at that.
And you got to think, you saw with Pacioretty, and the vigor and the excitement that he had when he signed here in Vegas, or when he landed here in Vegas. He didn't sign; he got traded. But you get what I'm saying? Vegas is a destination. Obviously, winning helps, and the fact that this team was just in the Stanley Cup. But you got to think top tier talent is going to be coming over. Now, is it going to be the Eric Carlsons of the world? Is it going to be, young captains like a Max Pacioretty from a franchise like the Canadiens? Maybe not, but you got to think there's going to be talented free agents coming through.
You would think so. Guys, they want to play with young players where there's a building that's full and energized, and as long as they stay winning, there's definitely positives. The living situation is better here than anywhere else in the league for the most part.
Taxes.
There's a lot of reasons that they should be able to attract guys, but you do still look back, and I think part of it was that he already made up his mind, but they could not even get a meeting with Tavares. And that, to me, was the most troubling thing of this offseason for the Knights, that you would think, and the talk was for how many years, once Vegas has major league teams, that's going to be the one benefit they have. Everybody's going to want to come here. And then you had the courtship of a superstar player who was basically giving everybody meetings, and he wouldn't even give them a meeting. So that's a concern.
It is. You can't say it's not. As you said, not being on the Tavares list was a little shocking, and obviously falling off the Carlson wagon was, a little concerning as well. But a lot to be hopeful about. We're not done with the Knights yet. We're going to come back. We're going to let Adam get a little bit more into this game that is happening in about 2.5 hours. We've got an update on who's going to be starting in net for goalie. We've got an update on Max Pacioretty and an update on the very first Golden Knight in the history of the team. We're going to talk about that next, coming up here on Cofield & Company.
Cofield & Company will be back in minutes right here on ESPN Las Vegas.
Las Vegas is now a hockey town. Don't miss college hockey at T-Mobile Arena when the puck drops for the second annual Ice Vegas Invitational on January 4th and 5th. Western Michigan battles UConn and Air Force faces St. Lawrence in the opening round on Friday night. Tickets are on sale now at T-MobileArena.com. It's college hockey action at the Ice Vegas Invitational January 4th and 5th at T-Mobile Arena. Get your tickets now.
Back, leg, and neck pain can drive you nuts, right? It does for me, and it can affect you every day. It can make you feel freaking grumpy and hard to get through that workday. Well, I found some relief for you, the Cofield & Company listener. Get into the Good Feet store ASAP. It's not going to cost you anything to go. You try on the product and see how it feels. The experts at Good Feet will get to know you just like they did for me because they want to understand what your work environment is like, your favorite recreational activities. Why? Well, it's important to properly match you to the appropriate art support. When I was there, they had me walk around, try the different styles. They even tell you to leave, take the art supports for a test walk. The experts at the Good Feet store are there to help you, not simply sell something, and they want to try to give you the long-term solution that you've been looking for. Hit the Good Feet store any day, 7 days a week. That personalized fitting is free. There's a Good Feet store at 26 West Sahara and 4150 Blue Diamond, just west of the Silverton. Get into the Good Feet store today and get $100 free of Good Feet's patented three-step system.
Good Thursday, Las Vegas. Frank Harness checking in with you. And Thursday means the start of another NFL week. And tonight we kick off week 14. Now, we all have our opinions, but the bottom line is when you're making a wager, it's an investment. You need information. Get the right information with our friends at Gordon Howard Global. Give them a call now, 1-888-566-7878. On the phone with us, our good friend, Mr. Steve Berry. Steve, now I know you're down in Tennessee getting a little bit of lake-breaking information on tonight's action.
Yeah, I came down to check out Nissan Stadium. I had never been here before, and I did want to confirm some information we picked up earlier in the week. As you said, this is beginning of week 14. This is an important game for one of these teams and a reputation game for the other one. Right now, Jacksonville at Tennessee. Tennessee laying 5.5. The total's 37.5. Jacksonville coming in at 4-8. Tennessee at 6-6, and they need this game like oxygen. Jacksonville coming off weird game against Indianapolis, winning 6-0. Tennessee coming off beating the Jets in the last 30 seconds of the game, 26-22. You know, Jacksonville last year went to the AFC Conference Championship. This year, they've lost 8 of their 12 games already. It's a really up-and-down season. They will get a little help tonight. Fournette is back after his suspension. Should help their offense a little bit. Guys, we do have some very strong information on this game. It is free. It will help you make the right decision tonight. It's 1-888-566-7878. There is no strings attached. Call for the free winner. People get afraid when they hear the word free. Guys, there's no catch. There is no obligation. Make the call. Get the winner tonight. Cash your ticket. Call us tomorrow to say thank you. 1-888-566-7878.
Steve, now at this time of the season, there's so many different factors out there. There's players' motivation. There's injuries, of course, all the time. There's weather conditions. The bottom line is people need the right information to cash a ticket. That's why they need to call Gordon Howard Global, 1-888-566-7878.
That's absolutely right. There are a lot of injuries on both of these teams. Right now, Jacksonville coming in scoring just 17 points a game. Tennessee not much better at 18.5. This is going to be a game that you really, really need to know who is going to be on the field and what kind of shape they're going to be in. Guys, make the call. We'll tell you what the winning move is and why. It's a no-lose situation. The call is free. The winner is free. Your profits are free. Whether you're coming off a great week like we had or not, we have the answer. It's 1-888-566-7878. Jacksonville, Tennessee winner at no charge from Gordon Howard. Call up, get the winner, make your play, cash your ticket, and call us back tomorrow to say thank you. That's all we ask. 1-888-566-7878. Jacksonville, Tennessee winner at no charge.
Back again is the William Hill 2020 College Bowl Challenge, featuring a $20,000 guaranteed grand prize. Pick 20 College Bowl game winners against the spread, and the top score wins with a $100,000 perfect score bonus also up for grabs. It's just $20 to enter, and there's no entry limit. You can also play the contest on the William Hill mobile sports app, which allows you to wager on the go from anywhere in Nevada. For full contest rules, visit any William Hill sportsbook location or visit williamhill.us. That's williamhill.us.
Ian Eagle here from Westwood One with a Thursday night football preview brought to you by Farmers Insurance. Stay ahead of the game. Find an agent at farmers.com. Week 14 of the NFL season gets started in Music City with a primetime AFC South matchup between the Tennessee Titans and the Jacksonville Jaguars. Marcus Mariota and the Titans are looking to build on a win over the Jets Sunday and get back into the AFC South race. Head coach Mike Vrabel.
All the credit goes to the players and the coaches for making some adjustments and getting them ready and being able to execute. And really, it just comes down to execution and maybe a little bit of confidence. Once you hit a couple plays, once you make a couple plays, it comes down to a little bit of confidence.
Join Mike Mayock and me for the call, the Jaguars at the Titans on Thursday Night Football.
Remember to listen to Westwood One's coverage of the NFL all season long, right here on ESPN Las Vegas.
It's time to find the one. The perfect Christmas tree, and you do that at the Home Depot, where you'll be surrounded by a wonder-inducing selection of fresh-cut trees and greenery. You'll find the one, and then the Home Depot will net it and load it in your car for you. Or, if you want one brought to your door, you can order your live tree online and it will be delivered free. Fresh-cut trees and greenery. This is how we owe Christmas tree. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Continental U.S. only. Selection and prices vary by store. See store for details.
Napa Know How.
It's the biggest holiday sale ever at Napa. Like a Black Friday sale every day, with hundreds of items at their best prices of the year. Like a Bluetooth speaker with LED light system for just $29.99. Just $29.99. See, just like Black Friday, but nobody gets trampled. So don't miss Napa's biggest holiday sale ever. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
at participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer ends 12/31/18.
Cofield and Company is back. Live from Silver Sevens Hotel and Casino. Join the fellas for every Thursday night football game.
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I'd like to go home.
Baby, it's cold outside.
See, we're not coming for your Christmas.
You
wouldn't do that. We're progressive. We're left-leaning. We talk about it. Ryan McKinnell, Adam Hill. We have no issue with Christmas music.
No, not at all. It's wonderful.
Well, I'm not going to go that far. Some sarcasm in Adam Hill's voice. Back here on Cofield, the company live from Silver Sevens Hotel and Casino down here at the Corona Cantina. Right across from the William Hill Sportsbook. Come down here, take advantage of their happy hour. $2 pint shots and margaritas run until 5 o'clock. And then you got Thursday Night Football. So come down, hang out with us. I'm sure they'll have the Knights game on as well. Why wouldn't they? How could you not? Knights won 6 of their last 7, I believe. Finally getting their legs underneath them. Playing some really good hockey. Flip side of that, Adam Hill. Chicago Blackhawks not playing good hockey. Lost 5 in a row. Just had a stinker in Anaheim the other night. Here's a fun fact.
Gerard Gallant said they played well, so they hit 4 posts.
Well, he's not wrong. They actually did play okay. And I think that's a don't let the record on the Chicago Blackhawks fool you, and it is a terrible record, and it looks like for the second year in the row they're going to be facing no playoffs, which is, I think, for Blackhawks fans on some level a little bit surprising. But here's something that's even more surprising. Chicago Blackhawks, Adam, have played the Vegas Golden Knights 5 times. They're 0-5. They have never beaten the Vegas Golden Knights, the only team to not do so.
Golden Knights have made a lot of success out of beating up on bad teams and division teams.
Yeah.
And the Blackhawks have not been a good team.
So. Well, bad and the Pacific Division go hand in hand, at least to start this season, so you're not wrong.
I think the top 4 teams are like 17-2 the last 19 games or something like that.
In the Pacific?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
They're on fire.
Maybe they're turning a corner.
Yeah.
All right, we'll see. So Pacific versus Central tonight, Blackhawks versus Golden Knights. We got some updates to get you through, get you ready for the game before Nick Bogdanovich from William Hill stops by in about 10 minutes. Let's first start the first note. And I got to be honest, Adam, I'm a little surprised. We just got done talking about how badly the Chicago Blackhawks have been playing. They're 0-5 all time against the Vegas Golden Knights. That can't be right. That can't be the right. How could they be 0-5?
Well, did they play 4 times last year?
You know what? I think they did because they played twice at home. Yeah. Okay, so I guess they did play 5 times. Wow. No, Western Conference. It makes sense. I'm an idiot. All right, so we talk about how bad they are. 0-5 all time. They've lost 5 in a row to boot. And Marc-Andre Fleury's in that tonight?
Well, they have back-to-backs coming up on the weekend. So Subban's going to have to play either Saturday or Sunday. So if you played him tonight, he'd probably play 2 of the 3.
Okay.
Which...
that makes sense.
I think that's why. I mean, there was some talk that maybe Subban would get to start today. I have to imagine he plays either Saturday in L.A. against, you know, the bottom of the division where you try to get him some confidence. I would... I think I would prefer to see him start at home to try to start building up the confidence in Sunday's game. But, they'll make that decision between Dave Pryor, the goaltender coach, and Gerard Gallant. We'll see what they do with him. I mean, it's either bad team on the road or, you know, let him start at home. I don't know what decision they're going to come to, but I have to imagine he plays at least one of those 2 games. And Saturday, you know, they have a situation of short travel, and Saturday's a day game and Sunday's a night game, so they could perhaps try to play Fleury in both, but I can't see them. They know they have to get Subban some confidence at some point. They know Fleury's on a pace to play his career high minutes, which you just don't do to a 34-year-old.
Yeah.
They've got to get Subban in there. It's just a matter of picking and choosing which spots to use.
All right, let's get 2 updates. 1 on Max Pacioretty, and then the next on Paul Stastny. I saw that Stastny was on the ice.
Stastny participated
closer.
In full at practice today. He's been skating around the last couple of days, participated in full. Gerard Gallant said, not a sign that he's going to be back imminently, but he said it's always encouraging when you see a guy skating that they're getting closer.
I love those Turk words.
Yeah. Well, I think imminently was my word.
Okay. Still.
I think he said he's not going to be back in the next couple of days.
All right. So what about Patches? Are we going to see him tonight?
I have to imagine. Yes, he was a full go at practice today as well.
All right.
I talked to him after practice and said, how are you feeling? His answer was to just look at me and smile and say, pretty good. So, to me, that means he's probably going to go.
It's also got
to
feel pretty good that they got that win over Washington without him, without Hala, without Stastny.
Yeah.
A little bit of a revenge without those players.
Yeah, certainly an important game and a big win for them. And to do it without Patch Reddy, who has 13 points in his last 10 games played, was good for them. There's, you know, encouraging signs all around in a lot of different levels for sure.
So are we going to see the very first Vegas Golden Knight player ever in the history of this team?
You know, it's only a guess from anybody at this point. My guess is that, yes, Reed Duke plays tonight on the third line alongside, I think they would go with Carpenter and Nosek.
Okay.
With Reed Duke on the third line. That's my guess. That's how they were kind of lining up in line rushes this morning with Lindbergh kind of on the outs. And I think Lindbergh would be in there for Pacioretty if Pacioretty can't play. But I think if Pacioretty goes, as we expect, and Lindbergh scratched and Reed Duke gets his first ever, you know, appearance in the NHL, I don't know why you bring him up
right to
sit him in the press box. So I think he plays. That's my guess. I know some other reporters were guessing that he'd get scratched tonight and Lindbergh will be in that third line. My guess is that Reed Duke plays.
All right. There you go. Adam Hill, Las Vegas Review Journal, and our own ESPN Las Vegas, giving you an update on what is going to be going down with the Vegas Golden Knights tonight. Little update, at least from the game the other night. Tom Wilson, he's out with some concussion issues. So that's what happens when you run into
some
Ryan Reeves.
Some concussion
Tom.
Issues or a concussion?
A concussion.
Yes, he has a concussion.
Yeah. Well, you know. I just really wanted to get to the Ryan Reeves thing. But we expect to see Reeves tonight, obviously, right?
Yeah, Reeves, no suspension, no penalty. So, or there's a penalty, but not a further discipline, so he will be in the lineup.
All right, coming up next from William Hill, the one and only Nick Bogdanovich here on Cofield & Company.
Swagger Men's Grooming, a full-service shop with haircuts, beard trims, face shaves, hair color, and waxing for men. It's Swagger Men's Grooming, open 7 days a week at Coronado Center Drive and Eastern.
Good Thursday, Las Vegas. Frank Harness checking in with you. And Thursday means the start of another NFL week. And tonight we kick off week 14. Now, we all have our opinions, but the bottom line is when you're making a wager, it's an investment. You need information. Get the right information with our friends at Gordon Howard Global. Give them a call now, 1-888-566-7878. On the phone with us, our good friend, Mr. Steve Berry. Steve, now I know you're down in Tennessee getting a little bit of late-breaking information on tonight's action.
Yeah, I came down to check out Nissan Stadium. I had never been here before, and I did want to confirm some information we picked up earlier in the week. As you said, this is beginning of week 14. This is an important game for one of these teams and a reputation game for the other one. Right now, Jacksonville at Tennessee. Tennessee laying 5.5. The total's 37.5. Jacksonville coming in at 4-8. Tennessee at 6-6. And they need this game like oxygen. Jacksonville coming off weird game against Indianapolis, winning 6-0. Tennessee coming off beating the Jets in the last 30 seconds of the game, 26-22. Jacksonville last year went to the AFC Conference Championship. This year, they've lost 8 of their 12 games already. It's a really up-and-down season. They will get a little help tonight. Fournette is back after his suspension. Should help their offense a little bit. Guys, we do have some very strong information on this game. It is free. It will help you make the right decision tonight. It's 1-888-566-7878. There is no strings attached. Call for the free winner. People get afraid when they hear the word free. Guys, there's no catch. There is no obligation. Make the call. Get the winner tonight. Cash your ticket. Call us tomorrow to say thank you. 1-888-566-7878.
Steve, now at this time of the season, there's so many different factors out there. There's players' motivation. There's injuries, of course, all the time. There's weather conditions. The bottom line is people need the right information to cash the ticket. That's why they need to call Gordon Howard Global, 1-888-566-7878.
That's absolutely right. There are a lot of injuries on both of these teams. Right now, Jacksonville coming in scoring just 17 points a game. Tennessee not much better at 18.5. This is going to be a game that you really, really need to know who is going to be on the field and what kind of shape they're going to be in. Guys, make the call. We'll tell you what the winning move is and why. It's a no-lose situation. The call is free. The winner is free. Your profits are free. Whether you're coming off a great week like we had or not, we have the answer. It's 1-888-566-7878. Jacksonville, Tennessee winner at no charge from Gordon Howard. call up, get the winner, make your play, cash your ticket, and call us back tomorrow to say thank you. That's all we ask. 1-888-566-7878. Jacksonville, Tennessee winner at no charge.
Back, leg, and neck pain can drive you nuts, right? It does for me, and it can affect you every day. It can make you feel freaking grumpy and hard to get through that workday. Well, I found some relief for you, the Cofield & Company listener. Get into the Good Feet store ASAP. It's not going to cost you anything to go. You try on the product and see how it feels. The experts at Good Feet will get to know you just like they did for me, because they want to understand what your work environment is like, your favorite recreational activities. Why? Well, it's important to properly match you to the appropriate art support. When I was there, they had me walk around, try the different styles. They even tell you to leave, take the art supports for a test walk. The experts at the Good Feet store are there to help you, not simply sell something, and they want to try to give you the long-term solution that you've been looking for. Hit the Good Feet store any day, 7 days a week. That personalized fitting is free. There's a Good Feet store at 26 West Sahara and 4150 Blue Diamond, just west of the Silverton. Get into the Good Feet store today and get $100 of Good Feet's patented three-step system.
Universal Solar Direct. Pay less for your electric.
Nevada license 79863.
I told you the $12 haircuts ain't getting it done anymore. So my new stop is Swagger Men's Grooming. Hey, it's Steve Cofield. You see me doing the daily videos, making TV appearances, working the sidelines of the college games. I can't be looking like a total scrub with my do and this sweet mustache. They do haircuts, beard trims, face shaves, hair color, and waxing. Shampoo and a little massage is included. And if you mention Cofield & Company or Sports Radio, Swagger will give you that nose wax for free. It's at Coronado and Eastern. Swagger Men's Grooming. Walk in and swagger out.
eBayHouse.com is here. America's biggest gift from Santa is coming Christmas.
The way you buy, sell, and rent real estate has changed forever.
eBayHouse.com is a real estate trading platform. Our users buy and sell their homes without a realtor. Log on to eBayHouse.com or
download our app and save.
Hey, this is Dan, the Laptop Man from PC Laptops in Henderson, Nevada.
Ho, ho, ho! Santa Claus is here!
Have you been a really good girl or boy this year? Hold on to your elf! It's the Ultra Mega El Grande Fluffy Holiday Sale at PC Laptops on the best desktop and laptop computers on the planet. This is it! We have the brand new PC Laptops S1 desktop computer with a lifetime parts and labor warranty from $799. You can also save up to 50% off our original prices on open box, scratch and dents, and demo models. That's right, up to 50% off. Plus, they all come with a lifetime service guarantee. Holy mackerel! To make it impossible to resist, we're doing 12-month special financing on any PC Laptops desktop or laptop computer. Have I lost my mind? Call us at 1-877-596-7283 for details, or check us out at PCLaptops.com. That's PCLaptops.com, where we love you!
Hey, it's Steve Cofield. Some people call me the fixer. Why? Because I give you solutions to your problems. Struggling to find that holiday gift for the family and friends? Send the holiday gift that families across America have loved for over 100 years, Omaha Steaks. They've got a great special going on right now at omahasteaks.com, but you got to enter the code Cofield, C-O-F-I-E-L-D. That goes in the search bar. 74% off the Omaha Steaks family gift package. Originally $195, now it's just $49.99. You get 4 hand-cut top sirloin steaks, 2 savory premium pork chops, 4 chicken fried steaks, 4 Omaha steak burgers, all beef meatballs, 4 kielbasa sausages, 4 potatoes au gratin, and 4 caramel apple tartlets, plus 4 more burgers on top of that. And you know what's good? Omaha Steaks has over 100 years of experience delivering perfectly aged beef hand-cut by master butchers in Omaha. Go to omahasteaks.com, type Cofield in the search bar, and add the family gift package to your cart. Don't wait. Order it now.
It's Cofield & Company's Eye on Sports Gambling, presented by Swagger Men's Grooming.
I'm going to kill your bookmaker. I'm going to rip his throat out. I will step on his throat until the man chokes. Let me tell you how. Winners, 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 winners. Free, 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 free.
All right, back here on Cofield & Company down at Silver Sevens Hotel and Casino. Getting you ready for Thursday night football. Jacksonville Jaguars. Town looking to take on the Tennessee Titans. How are you looking at this game, Adam? I mean, we talked about it a little bit. Jacksonville, I feel like, kind of shocked, I don't want to say the NFL world, but certainly shocked plenty of people when they pitched a shutout last week.
Yeah, and Leonard Fournette back after his one-game suspension, where he should be fresh. The short week shouldn't really bother him a whole lot. Should be, you would think, a defensive struggle, but I know these primetime spots – tend to be a little bit of a shootout situation. They get a lot of touchdowns and points in weird ways. So I never bet under on these isolated primetime spots. But I do think it'll be a defensive battle. The Titans have to figure out a way to push the ball field a little bit. I mean, last week you had Mariota completing passes all over the place, but he could not get anything down the field in any significant way. It was everything was 2 yards, 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage. So he's completing everything, but it wasn't really doing them any good. They've got to push it upfield, and that means getting Corey Davis involved. But Corey Davis is going to be shadowed by Jalen Ramsey, who's not having as good a year as he did last year, but he's still really, really good, and he's coming off a really, really good game the other day. Was pretty good the week before as well. So I'm concerned for how the Titans are going to be able to score. Certainly saw them fall behind against the Jets last week. They rallied for a victory, but I think a lot of that was the Jets having no real motivation to try to stay ahead and win. This is going to be a battle, and I just think 5 points, depending where you shop, you can get 5.5 if you're on the underdog. I think you have to look at the underdog first in this game. For Jacksonville, their defense seems to be bouncing back, coming off a great performance. The offense isn't great, but Tennessee's offense isn't great either. I think it's a low-scoring game, and when it's very low-scoring, you've got to look at taking the points.
Well, when you talk about lack of motivation, you were talking about the Jets there, obviously, but where's the motivation with Jacksonville? Just to prove everybody wrong in the sense that, we're not making the playoffs, but this is still a good team.
But it's also, you've got guys like, you've got a quarterback now that's actually auditioning for a job a bit. That's one thing. And the team is also, they're also playing for, somewhat to show that they don't need to break the whole thing up. Like, again, the organization should be trying to lose, but the players don't. But the players, when they don't have a whole lot, like the Jets just, they're just out there. They don't think they're going to have their coach back. It's all wrapping up.
Yeah.
When we talk about tanking, the players are never motivated to tank. There's no reason for them to. It's the organization that should be.
Yeah.
And, in this case, you've got, a lot of guys that are, still playing for jobs, that sort of thing. You always have that, but it's new blood, too, that they're breathing in. Fournette didn't get to play last week. I'm sure he's excited to get back out there, bounce back from that suspension. And like we said, the new quarterback, is now auditioning, Kessler for something, a job somewhere, either whether it's in Jacksonville or somewhere else. So that new blood, I think, stirs things up and, gets guys kind of focused.
All right, so we'll be back at it tomorrow on Friday, 3 to 6, the usual time. Adam won't be, though. You're going to be on the road. You're going to be heading out to Southern California.
Sunny Southern California, where it's pouring rain.
It's not any better here.
Yes, it is. It's sprinkling here. I'm sure the weather from there will come here, but it's
Well, that means it won't be there when
awful.
You get there tomorrow.
It's
You'll be
flooding.
Fine.
Well, if I get there, it's flooding everywhere. It's awful.
Ooh, if you get there. Is this the start of a new Adam's travel adventures? I mean, it's not Winnipeg. It's closer, but
listen, it's a 35-minute flight. I would hope that they could just take off and land, but I saw
all the more reason for some chaos to happen.
That plane slid off the runway at Burbank today, I saw. So,
I didn't see that.
Yeah, it's hopefully it's fine at LAX. Get in there, get out. That's the plan.
Okay, then you're back on Sunday.
Go to Sunday morning, back in town with Steve, and then hopefully Saturday night involves a nice stop at Sir and Tom Tom.
What's that?
Those are the restaurant and bar from Vanderpump Rules. That's the plan for Saturday night.
Wait, no UFC?
Well, I'll be watching it somewhere
on the
phone.
All right.
But yeah.
All right.
It's a day game in LA, so.
Okay. I'm excited for that 231 card, man. It takes a lot, but I don't really get excited for matchups often anymore. I think Khabib Conor was certainly one of them. A lot of narratives surrounding that, but when you look at Max Holloway and Brian Ortega, man, I mean, this is a fight that people have been waiting, and I say people, I mean, obviously, the hardcore sense, but I even think on a general level, people are somewhat aware of what these two are capable of. Obviously, Brian Ortega, undefeated, hell of a resume behind him. Flip side of that, Max Holloway, 12 wins in a row. I think his last loss was to McGregor 4 or 5 years ago.
We'll see how the weigh-ins go.
Yeah.
Before I get excited.
Well, that's the other caveat here, right? This fight didn't happen in Las Vegas in July. It was booked. It was supposed to happen. But then Max Holloway went on television, couldn't speak, couldn't look at the camera, His eyes were darting all over. He was having serious issues, so the fight was called off. They didn't know if it was concussion-related issues. They didn't know if it was weight cut-related issues. They weren't really sure what exactly was wrong.
Or maybe cutting weight while you have a concussion.
That, too. Here's the issue, though, Adam. We still don't know. Yeah. Holloway came out, did interviews this week, and was like, yeah, I have a private, you know, not a private investigator, but, like, I'm doing my own investigation as well on top of what the commissions presumably did in the UFC, and we're still not sure exactly what's wrong with me. That doesn't give me a warm and fuzzy feeling, Adam.
No, it doesn't.
Especially when you talk about the age of these two guys. Holloway's 26, 27. Ortega's around the same age. My point is, they're both young. They're both up and coming. This is a fight, a matchup that I feel like you're going to see a few more times. Like, yes, this is the first time they're meeting on Saturday, but presumably, if they remain healthy, if you remain on the same career trajectory, this is the last time we're going to see these guys fight. So,
well, yeah,
let's make sure they're healthy.
I do think, I have to think that if Holloway loses, he's not fighting 145 anymore.
Yeah.
So, you know, eventually maybe you have 145 versus 155, or Ortega moves up as well. I don't know, but yeah, I don't think it's the kind of fight.
Have you heard anything? Can you share anything?
No, not really.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been very focused on hockey,
sure,
and not kind of out of that world right now, but. I think there's cautious optimism that it's behind him and he's okay. But I don't think anybody you would speak to is 100% sure everything's
right.
Fine and it's going to be going forward.
Including Ortega and Holloway. Ortega came out this week and was like, man, you know, it concerns me. I like this guy. Like, I think we would be friends in a separate life,
yeah,
if we weren't having to square down. Like, I'm praying for him. I hope he's okay. That's his opponent. Holloway's come out and said he doesn't know what's wrong, and it feels like the media and everyone's just like, okay, well, we'll see what happens.
Well, there's not much you can do. I mean, you can't – medical issues are completely private. There's nothing – you can't go talk to his doctor and be like, what was it? What was going on?
Right,
with
but
what
you can question the commission and the UFC if they did
right,
their due diligence.
Right, and they say they did, and you have to – I mean, you almost just have to trust at that point. If Holloway says it, the UFC says it, the commissions all say it. Like,
what's your trust level? How good do you feel about this fight on Saturday?
I think Holloway. It was so obvious last time that there was something wrong,
right,
and you haven't seen the same signs.
Okay.
You know, you talked about that TV interview. That's where everybody saw it. I'm trying to remember. I think it was me and Brett were with Holloway that morning.
Okay.
And both looked at each other like, what is this?
And, you know, I want to be careful here because I don't want to insult Max. I really like Max, but he's not the clearest speaker to begin
yeah.
with. He's a little – his delivery is slower in the sense that he's a very chill Hawaiian guy.
He walked into a room with us and was kind of looking around, and we were standing up and talking to him, and he's like, any chance we can go sit down? And you're like, whoa, what? Like, I'm standing.
You, right.
Like, if someone
right,
was going
right,
to sit,
right,
I'd,
right, right, yeah.
I'd like to sit. but, yeah, and then you couldn't really tell what he was saying. And it was very obvious that there was something wrong.
Yeah.
And you don't see that again. So that doesn't mean it's gone. It doesn't mean he's fine. But it's a very stark difference from what he was last time.
All right, so weigh-ins are in the morning. What's your comfort level here as we actually – there's a Max Holloway fight on TV against Ricardo Lamas. What are the chances you think this fight happens? You give it better than 50%?
Yeah, I think. I'm going to go 80.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's probably going to happen. But again, Holloway has weight-cutting issues regardless. It's not just like, oh, well, last time he was cutting weight and whatever happened with a concussion or whatever went down. He's always had weight-cutting issues. He's a really big dude for this weight class. It's tricky, and that's why I say if he loses, I can't imagine him staying at 45.
So what's your excitement level? I already expressed mine. Outside of Connor and Khabib, this is my fight of the year. You share that? Yeah.
It's a really good fight. And, of course, that's presuming Holloway's good
right,
and Holloway's
right, right,
healthy.
Right. Of course.
And we see the actual Max Holloway. Brian Ortega is legit. There's no question about that. And, Holloway, as you said, 12 in a row. He's beaten everybody in the division except for when Connor was there. So, he's been on a tear. If he is fully healthy, and again, he's a funny year, so it's gonna be difficult. He had to pull out of one fight because it was a late notice, and he couldn't cut the weight. And then the second one, he had the issue in Vegas here at the MGM. So the issue was at the MGM. The fight was at the
right.
Old, you know what
right,
I mean?
Right, yeah.
We can monitor. But if they're both fully healthy and everything goes forward right, it should be a fantastic fight.
All right, so just about here. Got about a minute left. We're going to be heading down to T-Mobile. Myself sitting in my seat. Yourself sitting up in the media area. What are you looking for? What do you want to see tonight from the Vegas Knights real quick?
Just keep it going. Don't have a letdown. There's been a lot of inconsistencies this year. They've kind of put that behind them. They were never able to follow up a good performance with another good one. That's kind of changed a little bit. They had the five straight wins. So stay consistent, I think, would be the key.
All right, there you go. That is Adam Hill. We'll be back out of tomorrow here on Cofield & Company. We're live down here at the Silver Sevens every Thursday. Come down, take advantage of their happy hour, $2 pint shots and margaritas. They also run another happy hour from 9 to 12. So if you miss this one, you can come down then. You can catch Thursday night football going down between the Jacksonville Jaguars and Tennessee Titans and your Vegas Golden Knights taking on the Chicago Blackhawks. That does it for myself, Adam Hill. Want to thank listener Allie showing up and giving us some nice perspective on the Real Housewives of the NFL, or Real House Husbands of the NFL. For Chrissy over in the Finley Toyota Studios, we bid you adieu. Until tomorrow.